Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Samach Dalet in the Yerushalmi, and we are on Samach Gimel Amid Beis, and we're talking about what has to be burned, from the Karban Pesach if it is left over. So the Mishnah had three categories, Atzamos, Gidim, and Nosar. Bones, but we said bones, if bones are totally just without any meat related to it, a bone, that's not edible, and therefore there wouldn't be a mitzvah to burn it. This isn't a carbon ola that is a mitzvah to be kula kalil. This is just leftovers that should have been eaten. So atzamos gidim and nosar. Nosar here means what's totally edible, the basar, or anything else that is generally eaten. So atzamos, the bones, have to mean something with some marrow in it, some edible parts to it. The gidim have to, the sinews have to mean some type of edible sinews, are usr, it says, in the carbon eda. Based on the Gemara in the Bavli, Asurin Bachilim Midrabanan, maybe it's parts of the sinew that is close to the Gid Hanasha that Maker Adin is mutter to eat, but we don't because it's close to the Gid Hanasha. So either way, it should be eaten, but it's not going to be eaten, therefore it has to be burned. And the Noser is regular meat. So related to, we'll get back to those three categories. The Gemara says, Etzam She'en Ala Basar. So a bone that has no basar on it anymore, and you finished all the basar, you were gorer, you ate off all the basar. So these bones, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asa L'Shofro, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's asur to break it. We spoke a couple of days ago about the Isser Shviras Etzem and the Sefer HaChinuch, where he develops his whole idea, Bachreya Pa'ulos and Shakos Alavavos, from this mitzvah Tezayin, the mitzvah of Shviras Etzem, by the bones of the Karban Pesach. So Asa L'Shofro, so Rabbi Yochanan says, it's asur to break the bones, midrabanan, midaraisa, it is mutter, if it doesn't have any meat on it, as we saw in Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you're not going to get malchus, but Rish Lakish is mutter l'shofro. Mutter, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan asked Rish Lakish, who says mutter, but one second, vataninan, if it's mutter, so then, ha'atzamas v'agidim ha'nosar, yisarfu b'shisha asar. So the Mishnah said that these three categories are all burned. But again, atzamos here have to have bones with marrow, that there was never a chance to eat them, right? And that's why they're left over. We're assuming that it's marrow in there that you weren't able to eat, right? Or else it would have, if you were able to eat it, so then it would just be called nosar, right? It would just be in the third word in the Mishnah. But it must be you weren't able to eat it. Why weren't you able to eat it? It must be because you're not allowed to break the bones. But according to you, Reish Lakish, if there's no meat on the outside, so then why can't the Yakuts just break the bones? Just break the bones and get in. Right? It must be that there is an Isser Shvira. Right? Proof to Rabbi Yochanan. Answers the Gemara now. B'nei Amoach Shabakolis. Right? No, maybe there is, the Machlokes is only about a case without any Moach in it. If there is Moach in it, so then it's Lekuli Alma, it's Nechshav Basar. And it's Asar to break the bone. So that issue, the Mishnah might be talking about in the Daraisa world. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is only talking about a Derabanan. Says the Gemara, the yachlots es habasar min ha'etzem, the yenim and etzem. Why is it that you have to burn the atzamos with the moach in it after it became nosar? After it becomes nosar and it's pasul, so we're assuming here, is there an isser of breaking the bones after it becomes pasul? So the yachlots habasar min ha'etzem, why then? Then you can break the bones, right? Says the Karban Eda. The yishper ha'etzem la'achar sheni tosar. Right, after it becomes nosar, then break the bone, v'nifsal, v'yotzi ha'moach, then take out the moach, v'yenem anatza, and then you could burn the moach, which was edible, but then at least you could keep the bones. Maybe you can make a kli out of the bones, v'lama tznan, da'afat samoth esrafa. Why do you have to burn the bones? Maybe the bones can be separated from the basar, and you would be able to be nehene from the atzamos, because that doesn't have to be burned. So why can't you do that? And the Gemara's assumption is that there is no Isser of Shviras Etzem when it comes to a pasul carbon once it becomes nosar. Answer, Savrin Meimar, and Chosin, that's a pasul. Right? It must be that this is assuming that you cannot break the bones even from a pasul carbon. And you don't make the drasha of, that's quoted here in the Mefarshim, bo, right? That's the Mosishbru, bo bekasher, the lo bepasul. Right, you don't make that drasha. You say bo b'kasher v'afilu b'pasul. Says an isser of breaking the bones even after it becomes pasul. So that's why you can't open it up and just burn the moach and keep the bones, because there's an isser of breaking the bones even after it becomes nosar. So again, the relationship we already had of shviras etzem and the mitzvah sachila is one that we have to examine relating to a number of areas. Remember, we had a couple of days ago. We had, is there an Isra Shiras Etzem before the time that you're allowed to eat it? Before the time you're allowed to eat it. On Erev Pesach, is there an Isser of Shviras Etzem? That was a question that we had on Nun Hei Amid Beis. Nun Hei Amid Beis. Shavar Bo Etzem Mi Ba'od Yom. Is Tani Tani Chayiv? Is Tani Tani Pater? So we had a Machlokas and the Brises. So yeah, that relates to, is the Isser Shviras Etzem only at the time when there's a Mitzvah Sachila? Or when you're in the world of Karman Pesach? So that question on Nun Hei Amid Beis was about pre. Now we're asking about post. Right, pre and post, is there an Isser? So there was a machlokas there, two days. But here we're saying, right, to different stages of the Gemara, maybe there's an Isser Shviras Etzem even after it became possible. Right, that's the top carbon Eida. Ein Shover Nafilu Etzem Apostle, V'Ksavar Bo B'Kasher V'Afilu B'Apostle. That's one answer. So again, the question was, why can't you, after it becomes possible, why can't you just take the meat out then? There's no Isser breaking the bones. The answer is, there is an Isser breaking the bones. Or the Gemara just modifies, Amar Rebbe Lazar, V'Afilu Tamer Chalti, even if you want to say that there is generally an allowance to break the bones after it becomes possible, that's only if it's not that it became possible, but it was always. Patalak Rebbe Yaakov, Rebbe Yaakov Amar, Haba B'Kosher Misha'a Rishona V'Nitma, Aser B'Shviras Etzem. Right. If you have a Karban Pesach that had been kosher, had a Shasa kosher, and then became Tameh, so that's where there's going to be a Isser Shviras Etzem. Because it had a Shah Risha, it had a Shah, that it was a Roi. If it was totally Pasal Mitchilaso, then there wouldn't be an Isser Shviras Etzem. So that's just modifying that answer. See the Karban Eida again. V'u adin no ser Shaya Kasha Mitchilaso. Aser Mishviras Etzem La'olam. Right. No ser is always had a Shas kosher. Right. It was a kosher Karban. Or if a carbon became Tameh, there's going to be an Isser B'Shem Shviras Etzem. So it quotes Rabbi Yaakov as a parallel. Right? Rabbi Yaakov says, if you have a carbon that became Tameh, there's still an Isser Shviras Etzem even after it became Tameh. So too by Nosar, it had been kosher. Ubo Dechsiv, continuing the carbon Eidu, Ubo Dechsiv B'Shviras Etzem Lo Asilim Ute El Hashay Apostle Meikaro. If it was Apostle Meikaros, that's what we would say, there is a Heter, there wouldn't be an Isser Shviras Etzem at all. Period. Continues the Gemara, Ma Rabbi Imi B'Shem Rabbi Lazar. Matam amru atzamos v'gidim anasar shisar b'shisha asar. Why do you have to burn it? Why do you have to burn the bones of the gidim and the nosar b'shisha asar? Meaning, why do we say that the atzamos, which again we're assuming has moach in it and has the marrow in it, and you have to burn it because there was no way to get it? Because again, Hashem understands. There's gonna. Oh, do you violate the isser lechor? You don't violate the isser of nos of being mash henosar if the reason that you're not able to get to the basar, the edible parts, is because of the Isser Shviras Etzem. So ask the Gemara, we'll get to that soon. But again, ask the Gemara now, you know, why can't, there's another option. And we'll see what the option is based on the Gemara's answer, which rejects it. Why can't you put a coal on top of the bone? It'll burn through, it'll make a hole in the bone. Is that an Isser Shviras Etzem? You didn't break it. You just put a coal on it. So maybe you should be able to do that. So that's the Gemara's implicit question here. Why do you have to burn the bones with the marrow in it, meaning you don't have a choice to eat it? Right? Why don't you say that you burn, put a coal on it beforehand, then you'll burn through it, and then you'll get the moach out? Answer, because that's also called shvira. Sha'asoreif yishbo mishum shover. Sreifa, putting the coal on it, is also called the iser of shviras etzem. That's this day of Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar says that shviras etzem includes not just breaking it, but burning a hole through, which is a double chiddush. You're not breaking it actively, and it's memela. Number one, it's not an act of breaking, and number two, it's like a grumma, you might say. Right? You're putting it on, and eventually it's going to, with a time lag, make the hole. So that's the chiddush of Rebbe Lazar. Sreif is also mishum shviras etzem. Period. Shmuel Amar Shmuel fundamentally is going to agree with Rebbe Lazar, as we'll see. Nimne mamoach shabarosh ve'nimne mamoach shabakolis. You can be nimne, meaning, as we said, you have to be designated for everybody in the chabura to eat a kezias of the Karban Pesach. So are you allowed to count the marrow in the bones? So the Shmuel says you could count the marrow in the head, but not the marrow in the thigh bone. Why? Because in the head, there's a way to get it without breaking the bones. Nimma moshe b'roshu yacholotzi yoderecha ozen. Right? The head marrow you could get through by going through the ear, or elsewhere it says going through the nostrils. Right, just getting through. But the moach and the kolis, you can only get through by breaking, by breaking. And therefore, that's why you can't designate that to be part of the content of the Karban Pesach that's going to be in. I, Shmuel, what do you mean? Put a coal on it. Put a coal on it and get it. The answer is it must be Shmuel, Hosek, or Balazar. That you cannot. You cannot burn through it because burning through it is like breaking it, and therefore it's also Aser. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he argues, Rabbi Yochanan is Nimna, Ma Moach Shevakolish. Rabbi Yochanan says you can. You can be Nimna even on the Moach in the thigh bone because he says putting a coal on it will not be called breaking it. Will not be called breaking it, and therefore that would be allowed. That would be allowed. Or a second version of Rabbi Yochanan. That was one version. Rabbi Yochanan says you're allowed to. Even Lechad Chil, it seems like you could put a coal on it, and therefore you could be Nimna. You could give out this portion of the Moach for somebody to participate in the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, a different version of Rabbi Yochanan, ein nimne ma'moshe b'kolos. You can't. You can't. But v'im nimne, nimne. You can't lechad chila. But if you did, you did. You did, you did. So that's what the Gemara is bothered by. If you did, you did, that means it's considered moach. If you were designated on it, then it's considered basar. But what do you mean? He says, ein nimnim. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you're saying you're allowed to put a coal on it to get to it, to what's inside, so why do we say that you're not allowed to do a lechachila? What's the ein nimnim? So I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan, v'yisrafi imana. Why don't you say, because you say, b'di'eved, the minion works, the nimna works, why can't you do that lechachila? Why can't you put a coal on the bone and then be able to, count this area? But sometimes you need kazesim. You're looking for kazesim. Answer, b'pnei ava, don't touch him. Because if you put the coal on the bone, it could be that it's going to burn through and it's even going to burn some of the basar. You don't want to destroy kachim. That's an active destruction of kachim that you don't want to do. Karbana eda. De'ika lamechesh shemafsid ha-moach al yedei shreifa. It could be that the moach is itself going to be burned through because of the burning. Uma'abed ha-kachim bi'adayim. And you're going to ruin, destroy kachim bi'adayim umutav sheifsal me'elav. Better for it to be nifsal me'elav, that you're not going to do anything passively. Okay, like we said, passively, there's nothing you can do about it. So therefore, just, you know, what can you do? No, sir, you'll be able to fulfill a mitzvah of no, sir, but of burning no, sir. But you can't do anything more than that, and that will be better. So that's why Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan says, l'chad chila, don't. Just let it be, and you'll bring it to no, sir, and you'll burn it. But the evid, if you were nimna on it, it's going to work, because then burning the item, burning the bone is not called shvira. So machlokas amoraim. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shmuel hold that sreifa, putting a coal on the bones, is called breaking the bones. Versus Rabbi Yochanan, who says it is not. It is not. Think about that machlokas. Why is whether the burning sreifa is called shvira? Do you need an act of shvira, right, or do you need just the result of the breaking open of the bones? Interesting. So I'll die to the Shmuel. So the Gemara says, one second. So Shmuel and Rebbelezer hold that you're not allowed to burn. That's called destroying. Says the Gemara, if we assume, like we set up on top, that even if a carbon becomes pasul, like by Noser, there's still an Isser of Shvira. So if you say there's an Isser of Shvira, even after it becomes pasul, and if you hold Sreifa is Shvira, then how are we allowed to burn Noser? Right? That's burning. If you say burning is considered breaking, and the Isser of breaking is even after the Karban becomes pasul, then how in the world can you do the mitzvah saseh? Right? How can you do that? So the fact that you're able to burn it means that it must be that Sreifa is not Shvira. If Sreifa is not Shvira, so why can't you burn it and be Mimana somebody based on the Sreifa possibility? Again, so that's what basically Gemara is going in a circle and saying, how is it that we could have the mitzvah of Sreifas Nosar if Sreifa is called Shvira, and Shvira, the Isra, applies even after the carbon is pasul? That's the question on Shmuel. So the Gemara answers, Savar Shmuel Rabbi Yaakov, it must be Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yaakov, like we said up above. We said up above, that the mitzvah of Sreifa, Sreifas Nosar, only applies by somebody that was totally pasul. To Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Ha'aba, Bakosha, Mishar Rishon of Anitma, Asa, Bishriya Setzem. Right, the Isra, Shriya Setzem, applies when there is something that was kosher, and Mamela, that it became pasul. But something that's pasul meikara, then it's mutter. Then it's mutter. And marrow inside that you can never have gotten, that's considered never had a shasa kosher. And that's why you're allowed to do it. So even if sreifa is shvira, and shvira applies to even that's pasul, but it doesn't apply to something that never had a heter achila, or never had a possibility of an achila. Never had a heter achila lamaisa, right? It might have had a heter achila. Theoretically, you're allowed to eat the marrow, but you can't get to it. And therefore, the Gemara assumes that that is what is That is what is done. Oh, right. It relates to a little bit, like that last question of the Gemara is, like, how are you allowed to do Noser? It must be that you're allowed to burn Noser, because that's a mitzvah daraisa. It's like kind of like the Taz. It's impossible. If something is mutter min haTorah, you can't say that the Rabbanan came and answered it, or the Torah itself, as we'll get to in the next, as we get to in the next question. So the Gemara then asks the question, Machamis l'meimar kein. What causes you to say this? What exactly, if this is one of those unclear Yerushalmi questions, and we have to figure out maybe based on the answer what the question was. So Pnei Moshe asks, this question is, why don't we say, ase dochelos ase? Even if you want to say, remember we just said, if you say that sreif is shvira and the isra shvira applies even after it's puzzle, but there's a mitzvah ase of burning nosar. So why don't we say that the ase of burning nosar is dochelos ase of shvira? That's what we could have said, but based on what the Gemara is going to answer, the los ase that we're trying to knock out is going back on the Mishnah. Going on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov or Shabbos. So to say Asi Docha Losa, say on Shabbos, the mitzvah, right, the Mishnah says that you burn it on the 16th, on the first day of Chol HaMoed. And if it's Shabbos, you burn it on the next day. So to explain why that you don't say Asi Docha Losa, say by Shabbos, that you understand. Because in a Losa, say Sheish Bo Karis is more Chamur, and to say Asi Docha Losa, say Sheish Bo Karis is not so Pashut. But by Yom Tov, it's a Lav. By Yom Tov, it's Malkus. So why don't we say Asi Docha Losa, say the Gemara is asking here. Why don't we see Asdeh Chalosa say that the assay of burning Nosar should be able to be done on the first day of Yantif, because it's Docha the Losa say of Malacha, Losasaka Malacha, which is a lav. That's the question that Gemara asks, and that's what the Pnei Moshe says. Right? Why don't we say, Alamasni San Kai? It's asking on the Mishnah. It's not going back right on the previous line that we just said. It's going on the Mishnah. The Koi, the Ktani, Chal Shisha Asar Lios B'Shabbos, Uminayan Lacha, Shein Sarfer Kachim, Lo B'Yantif, Lo B'Shabbos, Nesi Asev, Nechilosa say. One is the Asi Dechalosa say. So the Gemara answers, because there's a special pasuk to tell you not to. Right? Why don't you use this to say you never say Asi Dechalosa say? Because there are makaris that say you do say it. So, but at least this is an exception to the rule. The pasuk says, Lo Sisir Menu Ad Boker. Fadal Sisir Menu Ad Boker, but Yishas Rofu. It uses an extra Lashon Ad Boker. Right? Don't leave it over till the morning, and what's left over until the morning, you have to burn. So we dash it from there that there are two mornings going on here. You don't burn it till you get to the second morning. The morning of the 15th, in the morning of the 16th, right? A double lashon. Achar shnei bakarim, says the Gemara. Achar bokro shel chamisha asar, achar bokro shel shisha asar. Right? It's a double. Even though you can't eat the Karim Pesach past the first night, but there's a leeway. There's a lag time. But there's a limbo period where you can't eat it and you can't burn. And the Gemara gives just another example of that. Viksiv vahanoser mi b'sar hazevach v'yam ha'shlishi v'eshi saref. We know by a Karim Shlamim. Karim Shlamim can be eaten for day, night, day. But it can't be burned until, let's say there's noser from the day, night, day to the following morning. I like you to burn it that night. There's a lag time. There's a limbo period between when you finish, you're not allowed to eat it anymore, and when you can burn it. So here too, there's a lag time between when you're allowed to burn it. So Asi Chalosa say, remember the Ramban in Parshas Yisro discusses, you know, one would think that you, Asi Chalosa say, you would say the opposite. Alosa say is more chamor. Violating Alosa say is more chamor than not doing an assay. Right, so why do we say that ase beats the los ase? So the Ramban on the pasuk of Zachar v'Shamar, if you remember, the Ramban says, "Va'emes hu gamkin ki midas Zachar ramzu b'mitzvas ase, v'hu ayotze mi midas ha'ahava, v'hu lemidas harachamim. Mitzvas ase flow from avas Hashem, ki ha'ose mitzvas Adonav ahuvlo, va'Adonav merachem alav. If somebody does the mitzvah of their master, he's beloved, and his master has compassion. Umidas shomar b'mitzvahs lo saseh. Shomar is from lo saseh, v'hu l'midas hadin, v'yotzi midas hayira. And he comes from yiras Hashem, ki anishmar me'asos davar hara be'enei hadonav yareoso. If I prevent and don't do something that my master wouldn't like, you know, I fear him. L'chein, because mitzvahs saseh flow from avas Hashem, mitzvahs lo saseh flow from yiras Hashem, that's why. L'chein, mitzvahs saseh gedola, mitzvahs lo saseh, k'mosho ha'ava gedola me'ayira. Like avas greater than yira. Ki amakayim va'ose begufo ubimamono ratzon adonav hu gadol mehanishmar me'asos harabeinav. If I just don't do what wouldn't make you happy, I'm not gonna, you know, I don't want to violate your words. your warnings, but if I do something for you, that's even higher. Okay, so that's the Rambam. So in the both two of the great Achronim, the Meshachachma in Zos HaBracha and Rabbi Yosef Engel, say based on this Ramban, that is why Chazal tell us, Ein asei docholos asei b'mikdash. In the Mikdash, you don't say asei docholos asei. Why? Because in the Mikdash, Mora is primary. Mora is primary, the awe. And therefore, Ava doesn't beat Yira. In the Mikdash, right? So, right, the Mikdashi Tira'u be in awe, and the Kedusha of the Mikdash, there's no such thing as Avas on Mikdash. There's Mora. And that's why in the Mikdash, Ein Asei Docheb Los Asei. There's the Lumdis that, if you remember also, relating to Asei Docheb Los Asei, it's kind of like what we've been talking about in this Masechta, the Hutra Dechuya question, which we haven't really discussed at length. That is the only time when the Chazal say, but then it's used by the Rishonim in expanded language, specifically in this context. In the Asi Docha Lo Sase Sugya, do we say that the Asi pushes off the Lo Sase, meaning you're allowed to do the Lo Sase? Or do we say that the Lo Sase is totally Hutar, it doesn't even exist? It doesn't even exist. The Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, printed on the page in the 19th Perek of Shabbos, has a very strong lashon of Hutra. And that is, when a mitzvah's asay is given, it's given, and when a los asay is given, it only applies when there is no accompanying asay. That's his lashon. It's given al tnai. It's given al tnai. Let me just see if I could find the other lashon. He says, yadanu, ki ze los asay eno shava b'chol davar, ela miyuchatu. It's limited. V'chiyat sivui shenemar acharav, hu tnai alav. The mitzvah's asay that it comes after the los asay is a condition on the los asay. V'chilo ba lahashir ela alavishas kelayim chutz mi mitzvah tzitzis. There's an isra of kelayim when you're not wearing tzitzis. Aval mashehu meurav mechute pishtan imatala shel tzemer shehi mitzvah eino nichnas bezu asara. It's not a los asay, ela mutter. V'amru chachamim shadavar ze ikerhu shenismoch alav. V'chi kol azhara sheini makari shabatora kachi darka. Shabe'eh she'ira chiyav mitzvah asay nidche ho azhara she'ilos asay. V'nekayim atzivui shehu asay v'tavo mitzvah asay v'titcha los asay. Ki azhara shalav al ze hatnai ne'emra. It's a very strong lashon. The warn, the azhara is limited by the asay. There's a big savvy that people have a shawl and a lav. The Ramban's kasha. Since we know that a lo sase violating a lo sase is more chamor, she chazara b'dava harishon. The answer is there is no lo sase that exists if you're doing the asay. V'atshuva hu shemash hikdamnu shazara shalav kach nemra miyuchedes. Wow. And he continues, but that's the Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, the strongest formulation of Hutra that we have amongst the Rishonim. So that's, again, Asi Dechalos Asay, the possibility, and the Gzeras HaKasav, why we don't say that here. Continues the Gemara. Mahu. So the Gemara asks, Mahu Lahatzis Ha'arbe Meduras Chameitz. The Gemara is assuming that maybe there's a daya out there that says that you can't burn nosar on yantif. Maybe you can't even burn nosar. Start burning it before yantif, not on a day like the by Pesach where it's yantif. But let's say on a separate day, could you burn nosar on erev yantif and it'll burn memela on yantif? So the Gemara says, well, could you do that with chametz? Could you start burning chametz before yantif and have it burn on yantif? Maul hatzis zaor b'meduras chametz. So the Gemara says, Man de Yalav Ben Anosar Usar. The Gemara reminds us, well, think back, way back to the first Mishnah in the second parak. Remember the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa, and that's learned from Nosar. The Chachamim say, Zora the Ruach, Mafar V'Zorach the Ruach, Matalayam, Mashbasasa B'chol Davar, not learned from Nosar. So the Gemara says, Man de Yalav Ben Anosar, according to the one who says that destroying Chametz is learned that from Nosar, it's Rabbi Yehuda Usar. Then it might be Usar, because just like it might be Usar to start the fire before Yantif and burning Nosar on Yantif, so too by Chametz, right? Even a passive burning could be a problem. But according to the Chachamim, Hashpasas B'chol Davar, So then it would not be kibbutz denosar. Therefore, even if you want to say nosar has this pre problem, but chametz would not. Good. Another note of introduction before we see, often the Yerushalmi gives us an answer to a question that's not listed. So what's the question here? So Chaim Kanievsky fills in from the Gemara elsewhere, because often the Yerushalmi is quoting a discussion elsewhere, but leaves out some lines. So we know here, we'll be talking about the Isser of Sreifas Kadshim, Nosar on Yantif. So there's also an Isser of Sreifas Truma on Yantif. Burning Truma Temeya is a mitzvah. We're not allowed to burn Truma Temeya on a Yantif. We have that Rashi in Beitzach of Zion, Achshaveh, but the Gemara here is bothered. If you learn it out from Kachim, but what we just learned here, you have to wait till the morning. You can't burn Kachim, you can't burn the Nosar, right, the Motsoi Chalamoed. You gotta wait till the next day. Or Motsoi Shabbat. You have to wait till the next day, by daytime. So if you have to burn Kachim and Nosar by day, why don't you say the same thing by Truma? Why by Truma? Not by Truma. By Truma, Truma Temeh should also have to burn by day. So Mar says, no, Amar Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya, Yardullah Bashidus Rabbi Yishmael. Burning Truma is like what Rabbi Yishmael says about Bris Mila. Kamod Rabbi Yishmael Amar Taman, just like Rabbi Yishmael says by Bris Mila. Tinok Shavriz Mano, Nimo Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. Rabbi Yishmael says that when does the Bris Mila start, the Chiya of Bris Mila start? Day 8. Lel Ches, you cannot do Bris Mila, but on day Ches you can, and after that, day and night. It's forever. Rabbi Shmuel holds, it doesn't stop. It's day or night if it's a Mila Shlo Bezmano. So just like he says that too. So Hacha I Bezmano, Nisra Be Miyom Ben Belayla. Same thing here. When it comes, he would hold that it's even if you compare it to Kachim, it's Ben Bayom Ben Belayla. And therefore Truma would also be Bayom Ben Belayla. This has ramifications, this Rabbi Shmuel, to the big discussion that we've shown him in Kiddushin Chavtes, in the Bavli about Mila being a Zman Grama. Right, the Gemara quotes a pasuk to say why a woman is not obligated to mal her son, and the Rishonim, Tosfos there, and Tosfos Rid, what do you pasuk for? It says Zman Grama, Mila is Zman Grama. Only day 8, only day. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, those questions don't get off the ground, because maybe it's not a Zman Grama, because it has no ending time. Once it starts, it's day or night, and it's forever. So, and this is important for that. For that discussion, again, some fascinating answers to that question about Zman Grama. If it has a beginning time and no ending time, maybe the Tosas Rid there, remember, says it's the Hisaskus, which is day and night, getting ready for the meal. It's not just the Maisa HaMila. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Kolanecha, what parts of the Karban, of the Karban Pesach, can you, apply to people and have people registered for, and you have to burn afterwards. Whatever is eaten, even by a big ox, sometimes by a big ox, certain parts of the animal harden. But in a gedi, in a little goat, they will never harden. But says the Mishnah, anything that would harden in a big ox, so then you're not allowed to register on even for a Karban Pesach. But if it's ne'achal, if it would be edible, even by a shor agadol, it would always remain soft. So those are the things that yachal b'gdi arach. Those are the things that could be eaten by a gdi arach. Rashi kanafayim, the edges of the shoulder blades, vasachusim, and the cartilage. But again, anything that gets very hard by a shor agadol would have to be rejected also by a gdi arach. And the Mishnah adds on a totally separate halacha. Shor etzem b'pesach. If somebody breaks the bone, as we've been talking, it breaks the bone by a Karban Pesach, that's Tahar. Arizelo Garban, that's a Chiyah Malkus. That's an Issa Daraisa. It's a Lav She Ishba Maisa. It's a Lav She Not Nitaglase. Avala Moser Betar. But if somebody leaves over a Karban Pesach, he violates the Issa of leaving over. So Vashover Betame, or you break a bone of a Karban Pesach, that's Tame. In a local Arban, there's no Malkus. Right? Moser Betar, the Gemara gives, and the Bavli too, today is either because it's a Lav Nitaglase, you have to burn, or it's a Lav She Ishba Maisa. Shover Betame is a special din, a special Xeris HaKasif. Good. Gidim Arachim, when you have the soft sinews that are somewhat edible now, but they're going to harden, is there an Isser? Can you be Nimne on them? Right now they're edible. So could you appoint somebody? This will be their part of their Kazai. So what do we say? No, it's not called Basar, because it's going to get hard as the animal grows up. Rabbi Yochanan, Nimne Malayim, Rishlak, Hashem, Melakash, Amar, Ein Nimne Malayim. Wow. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you look at right now. Right now they're edible, and therefore you could count the nimne imam. Rish Lakish says, no, a nimne imam aleim, because they're going to get hard. Therefore, even now, you view them as if they're not basar. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, b'shem Reb Zeura, michlef ashitasi, the Rabbi Yochanan, michlef ashitasi, b'shem el Lakish. The following discussion is going to be a stira between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what they hold here. Here they say, Reish Lakish goes by, you go by the future, and Rabbi Yochanan says you go by right now, and as we'll see, based on their discussion of a Mishnah in Chulin, they will have opposite shitas, and we'll have to explain the stira. I'll have to explain the stira in that. Just one point, but we, as I mentioned, the reason that a Mosir B'Tahar is no Malkus, because it's called a Lav She, Lav Anita Glase, or a Lav She Mamaisa. Lav Anita Glase, the Sechemed writes in one place, why is it that, we know a Lav Anita Glase doesn't get Malkus. So why isn't every Losase Nita Glase for the Mitzvah of Tshuva? Every Avera in the book should be a Lav Anita Glase for the Mitzvah of Tshuva. And there's, you should never get Malkus. So he gives three answers. Number one, if every losase is a lav anita glase, then even the isra of chasima would be a lav anita glase. So then it would be dumi lav chasima, because even lav chasima would be a lav anita glase. You wouldn't have the p'tur. Okay, number one. Number two, maybe the most simple answer is that lav anita glase requires a specific asse, not a general asse of tshuva that applies to all mitzvahs. Or number three, he says, based on this note of Yehuda, tshuva, we don't know if the person did tshuva. That's for Bezdin. Right, this world we can't act based on tshuva. That's only in somebody's heart. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. So Bezdin can't act with that and define something as lav anita glase, and therefore Bezdin would give malchus. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue these exciting tafim.